Today on the KMMO Ag Report, you'll hear an interview that I did on Wednesday's send-off for the Slater FFA chapter as they go to state convention. Okay, I'm at Slater High School right now with Superintendent of Slater Schools, Terry Lorenz. Terry, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you doing?
All right, exciting day in Slater. For those participating and those that are just cheering them on.
Yeah, the whole school gets to stop what they're doing for 10 or 15 minutes here and wish our FFA students and our advisor, Zach Cruz, well wishes as we send them off to state competition. We're all very excited for them. Here they come. I can hear them roaring down the hallway.
They are coming down. Terry, this is exciting. I know that Slater FFA has done well for years, and this snow year is no exception.
They have done well, and that's a complete tribute to Zach Cruz, the way he runs the program. Gets a lot of students involved and interested. They work hard in contests. They work hard all throughout the year in their classwork. We couldn't be more excited for them. And they're in that top 30 again this year, competing for some high stakes down at the contest. We're sending quite a few contest teams down there. Couldn't be more proud of all of them.
All want to get up there. They're getting on the bus right now.
Now, Zach, he represents our school, and the kids respect him, and they respect that. And you never see more dedicated students to work on their different contests. They change their contests every year, but the level of work and preparation that goes on throughout the year, it's just almost unprecedented, and we're just very, very, very proud.
I interview a lot of kids, and thanks to Zach, I thank him and the program, when I ask them what their plans for the future are, they go to Mizzou or go to Northwest Missouri State or something, but a large portion of them are going to remain in agriculture in one shape or form. It may not be on the family farm, but in agribusiness or other forms of agriculture.
Yeah, there really is. And you can see it throughout our community and throughout the county, the number of students that we produce here that come back into ag-related fields in and around the area. It's just a testament. It's a testament to what Zach's built up over the last few years and what his father built up before that. So, we couldn't be more proud of the whole group.
Well, I know they're proud of you as well. I have heard nothing but good things about you. I worked with your daughter, Michaela, when she was in Marshall. Mm-hmm. She's an outstanding agriculture advisor as well. Terry, thanks for joining me here. We'll do this again.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you for your coverage.
State Fairgrounds. And my brother talked there.
Okay, I talked to him.
Bye, Jacob.
And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. How do pigs keep from getting a sunburn? Put on ointment. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.